Oversight Committee, and we are just connecting the public session of our committee meeting here in Delhi, India. And we're delighted to be able to share this live, and also will be available for rebroadcast on our website. And as we begin, I wanted to just introduce the key member of the staff of the ISB who helps us with respect to our due process oversight committee and compliance with our handbook. And he's recently been recruited to this seat, but I think it's important for everyone to understand Richard and his background. So I've asked Richard to introduce himself. Please, Richard.
Yes, good morning, everybody. It's slightly odd that the first thing that gets broadcast in the world is my CV. So my name is Richard Thorpe. I joined the Planet Foundation on the 1st of September. I've been working in financial services regulation for about 30 years. I'm a chartered accountant. I'm qualified with Deloitte, the UK Deloitte, which is now trust accounts, and came into regulation in 1985. For the last 20 years or thereabouts, I have had responsibility in the UK regulatory system for accounting and auditing issues. I was the equivalent of the chief accountant for the UK Financial Services Authority. I worked on the IOSCO endorsement of IFRS in 2000, on the work that ESMA did on assessing the standards in Europe and on equivalence in the US. I've chaired the co-chair of the Basel Committee's work on redefining capital. And the last couple of years of regulation, I've chaired the Special Association Insurance Supervisors Accounting Subcommittee. For the last 3.5 years, I've been in Basel as accounting advisor to the Financial Stability Board. I'm here. I'm very pleased to be here. I was thrilled to be offered this position because I think it is hugely important. Having spent 20 years working on these issues, I'm acutely aware of the importance of not only getting high quality standards, but demonstrably reducing those standards to the highest possible standards of due process and transparency. The standards, as we all know, are not acceptable if it is not demonstrable that it has been set in the public interest for the process. So I'm really looking forward to working with you all, and I'm really pleased to be here today as well.
Richard, thank you. And so welcome to Richard. Or questions from any member of the committee on Richard's background, or do you want him to amplify any part of that? I simply say welcome, and we look forward to working with you and are impressed by your background and your support. So thank you very much for that, Richard. So in the report from the chairman, as we begin our meeting, I just simply wanted to put on the record and also make all of you aware that as part of my preparation for this meeting, in addition to meeting in London with Richard and walking through and planning our agenda and the papers, I also had an opportunity to go to London a second time. And be an observer at the ASAP meeting. We've talked about our consultative groups, we've talked about ASAP, and so I just simply want to say that there were some myths in my head about what the ASAP might have been, what it was or what it wasn't, and I simply say I was impressed by the quality of the discussion and by the quality of the dialogue of the 12 national standard setters around the table and the way in which Hans also played his hand as the chairman of the IASB, but it was a healthy, positive exchange with a good spirit, and I felt good about it. I view it as part of my preparation for both A with me, but B, I think it also is one more evidence of the diligence that exists with respect to due process, through the standard setting process, and the constructive, collaborative exchange that occurs between national standard setters and the global standard setter as these projects mature and move through. So I would encourage any of you, if you happen to be in London when ASAP is meeting, or frankly any of the other consultative groups, it's worthy of a few hours to in your chair as trustees to be able to participate in this process. I at least felt it was a good use of my time, and I wanted to be aware of that. And then the only other thing that I want to just let you know, and I've said this before, but I repeat it for sake of transparency and also for sake of emphasis. Another part of my preparation for these meetings is I meet with the IFRS leaders of all of the firms. So on my way to India, I came through London and was able to spend 4 hours talking with the IFRS leaders of the 6 largest firms. And it just gives me another data point with respect to the process, the quality of the standards, and the implementation issues that those firms see, And there's a couple of points I might make through our discussion related to that, but I just want you to be aware that I do that as part of my preparation. With that, why don't we turn to the agenda and just begin to work down through the agenda. And again, as I said before, we will resolve our public session not later than, you know, 65 minutes. We can work through this, I think, without any difficulty in that amount of time.